Yes, so today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. So we are on the top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. We got to the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Yesh neder besoch neder, vein shuv besoch shuv. There is a neder, literally, inside another neder, or on top of another, but there is not a shuv on top of another shuv. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah explains, Ketzad. Omar harini ned nazir im ochel, harini nazir im ochel, v'ochel chayv al kol achas v'achas. The guy makes a neder, he says, I will become a Nazir if I eat this bread, let's say. And he says again, I will be a Nazir if I eat this piece of bread. He is chayv on each Nazir separately. He has therefore taken upon himself two separate Naziros. As opposed to if a person says, Shvua shlo ochel, Shvua shlo ochel, v'achal einu chayv elachas. So a guy says, I'm taking Shvua, I will not eat this piece of bread. He repeats that statement again, that he will only be chayv only one time. The Shvua is not chal on top of a Shvua, but another is chal on top of another. So the Ran explains here, the Ran says, Yesh neder besoch neder v'chulei amar harini nazir im ochel. Mefarish b'gemar, the Gemara explains, Dim ochel lav dafka. The, if I eat, I become a nazir. It doesn't have to be that case. You don't need to make a tanai. Dehu adinami im amar harini nazir, harini nazir. You could simply say, I will be a nazir. I will be a nazir. There's no need for the tanai. And that too would be chayv al kol achas v'achas. Elo, so why did the Mishnah present it in the case of im ochel, I will become a nazir? Say, Ela, I did the tani gavi shvua shlo ochel, tani nami gavi nazir im ochel. Since with respect to Shavua, the only way the Shavua is chal is if you say Lashon of I will not eat. So they say the same thing by Nether, just to be consistent in the scenario. But it's not Dafka that case for Nether. Nether could be chal simply saying Harini Nazir, that's sufficient. And then the Ran says, V'chayv al klachas v'achas, you're chayv on each Nazir separately. Darmina lomar, the chayv linog Naziros al kol Kabbalah Kabbalah. Each Kabbalah is a separate Naziros. V'chi amar Harini Nazir, the chayv shte Naziros. So the Ran explains what exactly happens is you have to take your first nazir for 30 days and then you bring a carbon and then you have to start the process over again. One would have thought maybe you should be 60 days straight, have two nazirs one after the next without having to bring a carbon. He just explains you bring a carbon in between and then start the count one time over. Then he says, V'karle lahai gavna, neder besoch neder. So why is it called the nether inside a nether? The fish hand is zero shnia hi chala besoch zman harishona. It's a very strange lashon besoch. It should really say nether al nether. Why nether besoch? Because he explained the nazirus is chal. The second nazirus is chal already inside the first man. El shi'if shar lo shi'imne oso ad shi'imne es harishona. But practically you can't count yet. So what happens is that when I say I'm a nazir twice, I have two active chiyuvim right now. There's one chal besoch in my current nazirus. But since I cannot count this second one until I've finished with the first one, so you the count is delayed. De'im isa, because if it's true, de'lo chal b'shas nidro, if the nazirus is not chal the moment I took upon the second nazirus, hayach tachal la'achar mekan, how is it going to be delayed chalos? V'arei enu no debo sezman. So that's how he explains the language. The nether is chal now, it just doesn't take effect until I finish the first nazirus.
Do we consider nazir like a plain nether? Or because?
Right, so that we discussed, a couple of times already, whether it is or whether it is not. So the question would become, first of all, it seems from we call it a nether, but then we give an example of a nazir.
Right. So is there an example of a nether that's
right? Is it right? The question is: there another type of a regular nether that would be effective?
Right.
So Ran doesn't give an example. Let's see what the Rishonim say on the side here. Here's a long Tosfos. Let's look at the Tosfos for a second. Okay, let's look at the Tosfos here.
The Rishonim in nether and nether.
See, Tosfos addresses this question. See, Tosfos yesh nether besoch nether. Okay. First we start giving an example of nether, and then we start giving an example of nazirus. It's a stira. The yeshlomer de nazirus nami ikri nether dechsev lindor nether nazir. So nazirus is called a nether. But it still begs the question, but what if I take a nether that's not a nazirus, will that be chal? That's the question. So if nether really works, so why do they give an example of nazir? Just speak about a regular case of a nether, if it's really one and the same thing. So he answers, you can't find an example. There's a practical problem. Another concern is, once I asser this chepta to me, I can't asser it a second time to me. It's already asser. There's nothing new happening. as opposed to the Nazirus, there will be a practical difference that I need to not only wait 30 days, I need to wait 60 days now. But that's the only issue of practically. But conceptually, Neder and Nazirus is really one and the same. Vaf ben Nazirus, he says, as the Ran said, it's not to say that you're chayv two Nazirus over the course of the same 30-day period. You make one after the next. I'm going to look at the rest of it for a second. Okay. So there we have it. It sounds like from the Tosos that Neder and Nazirus is an example of a Neder. It's just that we don't have any examples of a Neder working out like this. Okay. Just one second. Fine. Now, let's go to the Ran about Ein Shvua, that Shvua Shlo Achal, Einu Chayv Elacha. So if you take a double Shvua, only one Shvua is Chal, you only Chayv once. So the Ran explains, Kolomer b'shavuos lo mishkachas trei chiva. You can't find two chivim by the shavuot. Lo lelakos shayim b'achilachas, not for the purpose of getting malchus twice for one eating. The mechevin shamar shavua shel ochal kikarzeh havelei mushba v'omed. You now once you've sworn yourself once into this obligation or this prohibition, you're in. You can't add anything onto that. V'sulo chal ale shavua shnia, and you can't have a second one. And it doesn't work for malchus. V'lo limnos shayim, not to count two either. You can't find two countings of Shua. There's no count. In Nazirus, there's such an issue of counting, but Shua, there's nothing to do with like counting 30 or 60 days. In contrast to Nazirus, granted, you don't get two malchus for one eating of Nazirus. To count two times Nazirus. So Shavuos is achal two times. Okay. The Gemara says now, Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shanu Elo D'Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir L'Machar. The only time the Mishnah says that a nether is Chal B'Soch Nether is only when you say, I'm taking a nether that I'll be Nazir today, I'm taking a nether that I'll be Nazir tomorrow, D'Migu D'Kam Misosef Yom Yisera Chal Nazirus Al Nazirus. That since I added one day to my count now, since I'm the second Nazirus is starting tomorrow, then the entire 30-day Nazirus is Chal. Aval says Rav Huna, Aval Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom Ein Chala Nazirus Al Hanizirus. If I take a double Nazir on the same day, the same starting point, there's nothing extra being added, then that Nazirus would not be Chal. That's according to Rav Huna. But according to Shmuel argues and says Amar Afilu Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom. Even if you repeat the same thing on the same day, Chal Nazirus Allah. He thinks that a Nazirus will be Chal one on top of the next. Interesting. Okay, you see, the Ran here has a whole girsa that we don't have actually. You see the Ran here, two wide lines down the Gemara. He says Kevin Damar Harini Nazir Havelei LeNazir V'Chi Achal Tuva Umasin Bei Mechayva Kol Achil VeAchila Ay Dikatani Shua Shel Ochal Tana Nami Harini Nazir Im Ochel Uliolim Gam Nazir Lo Tzarach LeMeimar Im Ochel Zu Girsa V'Ksuva B'Mixas Nuschaos. So he's quoting a girsa that we do not have in front of us, but some had such a girsa, and he goes on to explain that girsa, because we won't get bogged down with that. Unless there's something interesting around here. But that's a girsa that's not in front of us. Okay, so we'll skip that one. Now let's jump down.
No, well, yeah. Okay. No, so let's reprogram, because we might... No, because when he says he's Nazir for the next 30 days, so what difference does it make if he's... If he says today or tomorrow, once he says today, he's already Nazir for the next 30 days.
Right, so let's look. So that's what. No, you're already Nazir for the first 30 days.
Is this a case where he says, I'm Nazir again by the 30th day? And then he says, tomorrow? No.
No, the case is, again, Rav Huna says, if I say I'm a Nazir today, and I'm a Nazir today a second time, it doesn't work.
Right.
Because I didn't add anything new.
Right.
Only Shmuel thinks that works. If you repeat the same day. Rav Huna only allows it if I say, the second Nazir, so I'll start tomorrow. Since I added one day extra.
No, he's saying Hareini Nazir Hayom. He doesn't say I'm going to start the second Nazir. He says I'm Nazir Hayom. And then he says I'm Nazir tomorrow. He says it's Chal. But
correct.
Tomorrow he's already Nazir from the first Nazir.
Yeah, but the end of it's going to end a later day. If I start my second Nazir tomorrow, at the end there's going to be an extra date for the 30 days.
So what we say, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, he's trying to say I'm going to start the new Nazirus process tomorrow.
Right, that's what it sounds like. We'll see how that works out. But since that process, which is starting tomorrow, has an extra day at the end,
that
whole...
Not that Nazir tomorrow as being a Nazir tomorrow, because he's
the
Nazir
he is, exactly.
Anyway.
Right. Practically, there'll be no difference,
right.
For tomorrow at least.
Right.
But at the end, there'll be an extra day. That'll be... So look at the Ra now, around 10 lines from the bottom. Demigo de mitzosef yom hasisera. Since the second is Zeris, which he says, well, aharini nazir lamachar, that's going to be next day. Kolomar, de kishamar harini nazir lamachar, yesh bimashmaos, the implications. This is 10 lines up from the bottom of in the Ran. Okay. 9 lines, to be exact. Demigo de mitzosef yom hasisera, since one day is added on to the end, kolomar, de kishamar harini nazir lamachar, that he says, I'm going to be a nazir starting tomorrow, second is Zeris, that is. Yesh b'mashmaos devarav, these implications of the words are, she'imana miyom macharas ve'elech shloshim yom. The simple understanding is that he's going to start a new 30-day count starting tomorrow. Nimse sh'nishchai b'machmas neder sheni yom echad mosiv al nazir shvishonah. As we said, there's going to be an extra day at the end, day 31, will be added on. The kaven the kaimelam b'masachas nazir. Behold, the Gemara tells us that homer harini nazir yom ze bilvad. If a person says, I'm just a nazir just for today, Monish lo shim yom, he has to count 30 days because there's no such thing as less than 30 days for Nazir. Afzeh, so here too also, came into Mishin Shchai Machmas Nidro Shnei Sheni Limnos Yom Echad, since the second Naziris is obligating him to keep one extra day, most of all Naziris Rishona Al Karcha Monish lo shim yom. He therefore has to take another 30 days at the end. At the end, that's what's happening.
Because he added one day.
Exactly. And Ron explained, but Shmuel says, Amar afilu harini nazir hayom harini nazir hayom. That works. Nazirus chala al nazirus dimashmalei diminazir lahazir nafkalei. The double lashon nazir lahazir allows for a double chalos nazirus. Dibichiyai gavna monishay nazirus. So this source, by the way, sounds like it would be unique to nazirus, not to nedarim. Lahazir also says lahadir neder. Hashem may also add, but the pasuk that he's bringing is unique to nazirus.
It says in English that's why the Mishnah did nazir in the first place.
Because it has a pasuk.
Because the pasuk is really by Nazir, and it's just a hekesh to let
you know. Okay. Oh, but there's a hekesh, it says?
Coming up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow. A little foreshadowing. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, that's the machlokas again. Everybody agrees if you say harini hayom, harini lamachar, that works. The machlokas, Rav Huna Shmuel, is if you say harini hayom, Shmuel thinks that also works, but Rav Huna thinks it does not work. So the Gemara now says, 4 lines from the bottom, 4 lines up, that's why 5 lines up. Ul Rav Huna, ad tana ein shvua besoch shvua. From once our Mishnah tells us that a shvua is not chal inside or on top of already existing shvua, lisnei it should also teach us yesh nether besoch nether vein nether besoch nether. There's two types of cases by nether. It's not across the board that there will always be a nether on top of a nether. Sometimes there will be. When there's yom and machar, there will be nedarim. But if they're both hayom, then there will be not be. There'll be ein nether besoch nether. It should teach, and continues to explain, it should say, Harini Nazar Yom, Harini Nazar Lamachar, Yesh Nether Besoch Nether. But if you say, Harini Nazar Hayom, Harini Nazar Yom, according to Rav Huna, it should say, Ein Nether Besoch Nether. But the Mishnah says, categorically, that there is always Nether Besoch Nether, and the Gemara concludes as a Kashya. So seemingly we would be passing like Shmuel, since we just refuted the opinion of Huna. And that's what it says, the Ein Mishpat has a notation by Shita Shmuel, seeming to indicate that we pass passing like Shmuel.
Yeah, because we say that Nazirus Chal, I think we learned somewhere that Nazirus Chal on Nazir. And it never made a diuk that it has to be Hayom Umach.
Did we saw that together?
Somewhere, not in the Gemara. Maybe in the Farish.
Yeah, I think the Gemara's in Nazir are clear like that. That Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. But it's probably based on this discussion here, right. The Paschal like Shmuel. So if you look at the Ran on the bottom here, on the Yud Zayin and Aleph, the Ran says, Rav Huna adetani ein shvua besoch shvua, listen yesh neder besoch neder, vein neder besoch neder. Ran asks, what about Shmuel? Does it all make sense according to Shmuel? Vim tomar l'shmuel nami minicha, does it really make sense? Ha l'didei, according to Shmuel, nami havalei l'mliflog, the Mishnah should have distinguished, listen and teach, ein neder besoch neder, mishkachas la bomer konem alai kikarzeh, konem alai kikarzeh, sheinu chayv achas. So it's not true for Shmuel that every Naziris will be Chal, every Nether will be Chal. If you say that this Kikar will be also to me the Nether, and you say it yet a second time, that won't be Chal, like Tosas already taught us. Tosas says, you cannot make a Nether on top of a Nether by an object, because it's already Aser. So the Ran asks the same question. According to Shmuel, you have an example of a Nether besoch Nether. It only works by counting days of Naziris, but it doesn't work by Asering a Chepsa. The Chayim Shekain, once that's the case, the Shmuel Gufe, Matzil Leflog B'Nether Gufe. So Shmuel also, we can ask him, why didn't the Mishnah distinguish between different types of Nedarim? So this assumption, by the way, tells us that Nedarim, like the Tosos, that the same cloud does apply to the Nedarim also, in theory, just there's no real practical application of it. So the Ron answers, "V'yesh lomar dechi makshu the Rav Huna." When we asked Rav Huna, "Listen, yesh neder b'soch neder, vein neder b'soch neder." That question, lo makshi lomar. If the question was not ad the maflik bein neder l'shvua liflog b'neder gufei. It's not a typical way of once we make a distinction. The Gemara normally says once the Gemara distinguishes the Mishnah rather distinguishes one way, it should distinguish another way as well. That's not the question that's going on here, says the Ram. Ella, the Shaila of the Gemara is di hachi. If that's the case, makshin l'shmul. The Gemara would have asked like Shmuel, nami tikshik the preacher, like we asked, but the Gemara doesn't ask according to Shmuel. So the question must be understood differently. Ella ki hai gabna lo makshinan de lo kashil klal. This is not the question. The Tana, Achomer bin Adar Mibishuos Kai, it's going back to that Mishnah, it's a big Kiddush right now, it seems the Ram saying. That Mishnah that told us that there's a certain Chumrah that Nadarm has over Shuos. Umishim Hachi by Lemisle Chumrah, it should have taught the Chumrah that you could be Nether Mibishuos Lenin Nether Besoch Nether. That we have another Chumrah, that a Nether is Chal on top of another Nether, that's a Chumrah. But it's not taught in that Mishnah earlier. Hokach lo Shayach lak Shuye Liflog Lisne Bididei. I mean, no, he's saying that cannot be the question. That can't be the question either, he says. Ella, hachi makshinan, going on top of Yudzayin Mabez, the question to Rav Huna is, heichi pasuk tana v'tana, yesh neder b'soch neder, demashma b'chol inyan. How could the Misha be so decisive and say, neder b'soch neder across the board? Havei lefushe milse, should have explained this. Okay, this is going to be quite technical. Okay, that's
yes, yeah.
What was that?
It should have just defined that it's only Naziris, the Mishnah.
That's a separate question.
What?
Right, I think that's a different question.
That's it.
Okay, this is maybe a technical route, but he does say this kasha should be asked to Shmuel, but he somehow gets out of it explaining some technical way how to read the Mishnah. I'm not going to go through the rest of it now.
Okay. Is that time bound in the Dharm? Or you can't say, like, this piece of bread is also made for 30 days?
Why can't you just say, right, you could certainly put a limit on the Dharma. I think you can. You could get tonight on it. So why not make a nether for 30 days and a nether in 30 days? That would be a good example. So, I mean, according to the Ron isn't saying there's never an example. He just says there are examples where it doesn't work.
Right.
But according to Tosos, who seemed to only think of one case, that's a good question. Why didn't Tosos say have a...
I'll tell you why did not. Because it's technically not how. Ein is... Meaning, you have no power on that piece to be asr you while it's already asr to you.
If I say that this...
Even if you say, this is asr for me for the next 30 days. Once you say the second one, it's not yours. It's asr. It's like out of your reshus, so it's not even going to be chal.
That's a different point. That's an interesting question. The Tosa doesn't answer that way. That's not... With the klal, what you're getting at, you can't be makdish something or asr something that's davash enu shalom. That doesn't seem to be the Tosa's concern, though. Tosa's a concern with that's already usser, ain't iser chal iser. Not about my inability to. It's not. No, I still have ownership. I can own something that's usser to me.
The result is the same. Right. While it's usser to you, it's till the last second that it's usser on you, the next iser will not fall on you.
Well, so that would be. So, according to what you're saying, that it's not to talk about. According to what Ruben suggests, things that. But if I make a tenai that. I'm going to make another nether that this is going to be chal tomorrow for another additional 30 days. So since at the end there'll be an extra day, maybe that nether can be chal as well. According to what you're saying, I have no rights to make something usr to me that's already usr.
Right.
But according to what he's saying is that, no, there will be chal isr because at 31 days from now, right now, there's no isr. I want that to be chal later on, starting today. That's a good question.
Nothing to do with this, but here it says, "Aval yesh tomrim sha'ar, sha'ar kol neder chal ala neder. Shim amar konam alai kikar ze, konam kaze ve'avar ve'achla harei zu chayav shtayim." It doesn't say that it would fall longer, but
there are some people who say that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that tire.
Ayin Ritva, Rabbein Abraham min ha'har.
Really?
What was that?
Some people hold the Rishon says that it is chal twice.
It's not really chal twice to make it longer, but
it's chal twice to make to
make you chayav twice.
Right, yeah. Which is argument to says inis or chal
lesser. Right.
They say it's chal lesser in this case. Rishon says it's chal lesser in this case.
So the question becomes, why didn't the Mishnah give us an example of Nedarim? Simply because practically there's no difference.
So the Ran doesn't agree with it.
Uh-huh.
So it would seem that some people hold that it does.
Right. Okay, there's what to talk about. There's Rav Shimon Shkop back here, there's a Chazanish back here. Now the Rambam also apparently gives examples of Nedarim as well.
Yeah, the
not just
Nazirus.
Mentions
the Rambam.
Right, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, well, fine. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara on the top of Yud Zayin Rebbeis now.
The question is, are all these foreign going to fit in that little
place? Hey,
in my, I'm also, when I like, take this farm off.
Very optimistic. Oh, no, because they also have the I also don't know how much.
Those are double layer, the top ones.
Maybe.
Double in depth.
Sounds hard to...
But.
All right.
Okay, the Gemara says in the top of Yud Zayin Mabez, now Tanan. The Mishnah taught us that Yesh Neder B'soch Neder Vein Shua B'soch Shua. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? Ilei Madama Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar L'machar. If that's the example, the Kavasa Gav Shua, it also, so to be consistent, the Shua has to be the same case. So the Kavasa Gav Shua, Shul Ochal Tainim, V'chazar V'amar Shua, Shul Ochal Anovim. First he says, Shua, I won't eat figs. Then he says, Shua, I won't eat grapes. Amai Lochal Shua, Shua. Why wouldn't the Shua be Chal there? Certainly it would be. So it can't be that case of Hayom and Malchar by Nedarim, because the Bashvur would be Te'en Man Anavim, and that would be Chal. Se'ela, Hechidami, De'lo Chala Shvu al Shvu. What's the case where it's not Chal, Shvu is not Chal on one? Kigon Damar Shvu Shalo Ochal Te'enim, because of Amar Shvu Shalo Ochal Te'enim. Must be where you repeat the same exact thing. I won't eat figs, I won't eat figs. That second Shvu is in Chal. So now you look back to the Reisha by the Nazirus. So the Kavasa Gavi Nazirus, Hechidami, what's the case by Nazirus? It must be Damar Harini Nazar Yom. Harini Nazar Yom, you repeat the same exact statement, and it says V'katani Yesh Neder B'soch Neder Kashter Huna, that it is Chal, even though you say Hayom Hayom, in accordance with Shmuel. And this is the second question we have against Rav Huna. We already had a Kasha. Unclear why we're asking another question. You would think once you get left him off the Kasha, he'd be done with. But the Gemara continues to pound Rav Huna. So what's the answer?
This is the first Kasha, it wasn't Tiyufta.
It wasn't. It was a Kasha, but not a Tiyufta. I thought kashas also are questions that are unanswerable. Let's see. Okay, let's see what it says here. Anything more than that? And how could Rav Huna can't go against that previous statement was a maybe the point, maybe that's a difference. It's the question we had before Rav Huna was a stylistic point, I guess. It wasn't a clear statement of the Mishnah that this halacha is against you. Just why didn't it teach a certain thing is, I guess, a weaker question than that of a tiyufta. Maybe that's the point. Okay, there is a long footnote here. Okay, so let's see what Rav Huna's response is. So Amalek Rav Huna. Rav Huna says back, "Masnisin damar harini naz hayom harini naz lamachar." Nope. Our Mishnah is a situation of saying I'm Nazir today, I'm saying I'm Nazir tomorrow. That's why it's Chal. So what's the case by Shavuot? The Kavasi Gav Shavua, Damar Shlo Ochal Te'enim, V'chazav Amar Shavua, Shlo Ochal Te'enim, V'anavim, D'lo Chal. You say I won't eat figs, then you say I won't eat figs plus grapes, that's not going to be Chal.
Really?
That's the Havim. The Gemara is going to quickly reject it, it seems.
Yeah.
V'hamar Rabba Shavua Shlo Ochal Te'enim, V'chazav Amar Shavua Shlo Ochal Te'enim, V'anavim, V'achal Te'enim, and he does eat figs. Again, he says, I won't eat figs. And then he says, again, I won't eat figs and grapes. And then he goes out and eats figs. How many is he chayev? The hifrish carbon. He separates the carbon for the tanim that he ate. The chaz of achal anavim. Then afterwards he ate grapes. Havi lehu anavim chatishir. Veina mevim carbon chatishir. So then if he eats grapes separately, grapes is only half a shir, only half of a statement of a second statement. And you can bring a carbon chatishir. Alma, we see from all this though, Heicha the Amr Shvu Shlo Ochal Teinim, the Chaz of Amr Shvu Shlo Ochal Teinim Vanavim, Miga the Chal Shvu Al Anavim, Chal Nami Al Teinim. That we wouldn't call, if let's say he took a second Shvu of that, I won't eat figs and grapes. And if we, the first statement of figs, if it's not Chal, So his whole statement is really, I won't eat grapes. And if he ate grapes, it should be a full shear, a regular shear, and he should be chayav a karbon. The fact that we say when he eats grapes, it's only half a shear, indicates that the first part of the statement of Teinim was chal as well. Even though he already was usher with eating figs, by repeating figs and grapes, they are both chal. So how could the Rav Huna say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where you say Teinim and then Teinim and Anavim, and that second shear won't be chal? It's clear from Rabbah that it will be chal. So let's just get out of this. Let's see how Rav Huna responds to this, then we'll figure out some rounds here to do. So the Gemara says back, where we go here. Okay, fine. Rav Huna lo sir like Rabbah. Rav Huna rejects Rabbah. He says otherwise not true, that when you say the second statement, the Teinim actually is not chal, and the grapes is the full shear. When you eat the grapes, you will be chayav a karbon here. Okay, looking around for some rounds to do here.
There's a lot of stuff.
Here. You have a lot of stuff down there?
That you won't be chayav.
At least
that you will not be chayav, exactly. You know you're chayav on the grapes, though, won't you?
We'll be chayav on
you. No, actually, you'll be chayav nothing, right. You'll be chayav nothing, right, because the shua isn't chal.
Because he's saying, I'm going to eat... I'm not gonna. I'm like, meaning, what he's saying is, I'm not gonna be chayav till I eat the Teinim and Anavim.
Ah, and since you're not, the Teinim is in chal,
meaning,
so the.
Meaning, he's saying, I'm not. I'm only. I mean, what I think what he's trying to say is, I'm not gonna be chayav till I eat both.
Aha.
He doesn't say, oh Anavim, ve Anavim.
So once Teinim's achal, and Anavim's achal
right.
Either.
Right, I think so. I think
okay. Okay, I'm looking around at some rounds here. The Ron actually goes on to the next page also. Well, there's a lot of Tosas here. Wow. Okay, these are big. We're not going to do these, I guess.
It's very interesting how it explains it. Ron explains it, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Ron explains it that the reason why the Einim, Anavim, Anavim is first Einim and then Einim Anavim is similar to Harini Nazir and Harini Mahar is because he says the first 29 days. It's chal both on the first and on the second neder, so it would be like the einim, and then the last day would be like an avim, the first day of the next period, the 30th day.
Say it again. That nizirus.
It's better. Hanoder hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir lemachar domed lemi shenishba minat einim vechazar venishba minat the einim vehanavim keechad.
Okay.
Lefi sheilu haya achen. מונה את נזירות השנייה ממחר, הרי נמצא ש-29 הימים הראשונים של נזירותו השנייה הם עצמם חלק מנזירות הראשונה. וזה דומה לשבוע מן התאינים, because the first 29 days, it's like the double lashon of tain, the first one and the second one, because he's actually
coincide.
והיום ה-30, לאחר לנדרו ש... שכבר קלטה נזירות הראשונה ואינו חייב בו אלא משום השנייה דומה לענבים שהוא אסור בהם יחד עם התאינים.
Just alone, only one time and
right.
Came out.
It's interesting how it is. This is the run actually.
Okay, I was hoping there'd be something interesting here about the Chati Shir here. It's always fun to do the Chati Shir, but I'm not seeing anything. Okay. Now back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says on the bottom, around 8 lines up, Mesive. Misha Nazir, this is a Gemara in Shavuos. Misha Nazir Shtei Naziros, person who takes upon himself 2 Naziros, Mana Esarishona Vehifrish, Karbon, Vinishala. So also lo, Shnia Barishona. So the case is a guy takes upon himself 2 Naziros, and it sounds like they're both Chal. He counts the first one, separates a Karbon, and then I guess before he brings the karbon, he's nishallah, he asks, Talmud Chacham releases him from that first nazirus. So now he no longer has an obligation of nazirus. So that, when he's separated, can fulfill the obligation for the second one now, which still exists. Right? Also, lo shniya b'rishono. That's a simple reading of this Gemara. So the Gemara wants to understand, now, hechi dami, what's the case? Ilema damar harini nazir hayom harini nazir lamachar, amai also lo shniya b'rishono ha'ika yom yisera. So you can't say where he took upon his ears today and then he took upon his ears again tomorrow. because then when you finish the first 30 days and you separate a carbon, you have not yet completed your second count yet. So that wouldn't work. You can't have a carbon be separated before you've completed your obligation. So Ella, therefore, must be pshit that Dama Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar Yom. It's where you took upon a nazirus the same on the same day. So what's the halacha? So Tiyufta de Rav Huna. So Tiyufta de Rav Huna, because we see that both nazirus are chal in that case, even though they're both Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar Yom. So to that, Rav Huna responds, Lo, the Olam Harini Nazar Yom Harini Lamachar. Umay also Lo. What does it mean that the carbon is going to satisfy the obligation for the first? For the first carbon will satisfy the obligation for the second is zeros. Umay also lo libar mehayu yoma yisera, except for that second day. So I guess it's not. I understood it could be the carbon. Not referring to the carbon. It's referring to the days of counting. That must be what it's referring to. I mean, the days that you counted, the 30 days of the first is zeros, will work for your second is zeros. You're right. Missing the last day, so it's going to count 29 days of the needed.
Right, you would think that he has to do 30 plus 30.
Right.
So by Shoal, he only has to do 30 plus 1.
Correct. Now, so what's the significance of the carbon here? I thought we were initially referring to the carbon here, but clearly we're not. What's the significance of having to separate the carbon? Not sure. Yeah, there's an interesting machlokas they're pointing out here in terms of the carbon. If you go for a second back to the Mefarish on Yudzayin Mabez, the Mefarish explains the case of a Hifrish carbon. Ukodem Shifrisha, before you actually separate the carbon, Nishal al Niziros Rishona, then you undo it. That would make sense. Because once you're Mafrish the carbon, it would be very hard to understand how you could undo the carbon, the Niziros that you already kept. Shekvar Nether. Vamulah, and they say, the Chacham say to this individual, should betel us nether, you made a mistake when you made the initial nether, v'shlol tzarech haya nether, also shloshim yom. Okay.
But the carbon must be the only nafkamina, right? If we're saying that these 30 days count towards the zeros,
mm-hmm.
Then what do you do other than that, now you bring a carbon?
We have to wait one more day, and can you use that initial carbon that you separated for the first one? Well, it sounds like it wasn't. He never separated
right,
one for the first time.
Exactly.
So if you look at the Mefarsh, the next Rashi, he says the Al Salo, Olsin Naziros Shekvar Neder B'Shnia Shadayin Chayev Umakiv HaCarbon Al Naziros HaShnia B'Yom Shishlim Naziros Rishonos. There's no carbon we're talking about here.
Right.
Everything was okay. So you your initial on your original carbon on your original Naziros before you were Mafish the carbon. So those days can count for your second Naziros, which was always lingering there. Day later, you could be Mafish a carbon and bring it. But apparently the Rush argues, and the Rush says, if you look on the bottom of the Rush here, v'hifrish carbon v'nishaleh, the maskina b'perakama rather b'perak gimel the shvus v'afilu galach v'hifrish carbon matzil lishaleh. Even if you shave your hair and separate a carbon, you can still get a she'ela and undo the nazirus that you kept the past 30 days. So he argues on the Mefarish. He quotes the Gemara in Shvus, which seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara there.
In that case, how do you explain the Gemara?
That much, we have to wait till we get to Shavuos, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, here the whole reason is that, let's say, he made two Naziris.
Mm-hmm.
So with the first Sheila, he gets rid of the first one. That's why the second one is Chal, and he can use the Korban for the second one. But if, in that case, he...
The point is that it's not your Naziris is not over. As long as the Naziris is not over, you're able to be okay that first Naziris. The Naziris is not over until you've completed giving your carbon. That's what it seems. Shaving the hair, separating the carbon, getting it ready, it's not over until you've, I guess, sprinkled the blood. Okay, so either way, the way Rav Huna gets out of this, the first thing he says is when it says that after you were okay the first Naziris, it's also low, the Shnia, it doesn't mean completely also low, but at least the first 29 days of the second Naziris is Chal, and you have to just wait one more day to complete it. Inami. Alternatively, says the Gemara, Kagon Shekibol Shtei Naziris Bibas Achas. We took upon yourself both Naziris in one moment, so they're going to be Chal together. Let's see what the Ran says. The Ran says, Inami B'Shekibol Lav Shtei Naziris Bibas Achas. Kolomar, Dekia Gavna Chal Tirayot. In this case, where it's Bas Achas, both of them will be Chal. Sharei Ein Achas Men Kodemus Lechaverten. Neither one is before the other. Dineima Shelo Tochal Shnei Achara, that the second one shouldn't be Chal. So therefore, it's going to work.
Zaki would say, he has to say, Hareini Nazir Shtei Pe'amim.
Oh, that's what you have to say two times in a row?
Oh,
that statement. I'm two. Right, so that, I see the Rosh says, Kigon Damar Hare Alai Shtei Naziros. Oh, Damar Hare Nazir Hareini Nazir Im Ochel.
And then he ate. At the moment he ate, both Naziros fall at the same time.
So one of those two ways you could accomplish it.
Right.
Okay, all right. So I guess we'll stop here.
So that's what I was just saying, that if you say Hareini Nazir Im Ochel, it's different than Hareini Nazir Im Ochel, Hareini Nazir Im Ochel.
Right, because it's one Tanai that's going to affect both Naziros.
It's equivalent to saying Shtei Panim.
Exactly. Okay, shkoyach.